A meditation upon the four chambers of the heart. Hugh Milne, Big Sur, California, May 1st, 2007. Breathe into this heart. Not just belly breathing, but sternum and rib breathing. And begin that process of finding the deepest, slowest in-breath you can manage. Breathe in, perhaps 7 seconds. At the top of in-breath, a 1 or 2 second still point. Expand your field. Move into that greater sense of expansion and emptiness where you don't even know who you are. And then a luxurious, relaxing out-breath. No count in seconds, just let it go. And then still point at end of out-breath, the long still point. And drop down, way down, down to legs, to ischial tuberosities, to perineum. And now ground your energy and just be here. And then breathe in again, perhaps 7 seconds. Expansion at top of in-breath. Luxurious out-breath. And ground or mountain. Absolute stillness. Return to self. And listen. Listen to your heart. You only have one. Pay attention. How are you today, heart? What do you need today, heart? And who do you love, heart? And who loves you, heart? Listen to the whispers. Why wait for the shouts? This focus upon the breath is one of the most ancient and powerful tools we have to access the consciousness of our heart. The entire order of the Rule of Saint Benedict is founded upon the single word ascolta. This use of the word ascolta means to listen in a special kind of way. It means a listening with one's heart. And the entire Rule of Saint Benedict is based upon this foundational precept. Ascolta. Listen with your heart. Breathe in to heart, that 7 second in breath. And notice how as you breathe in, there is movement. Breathing, said Sutherland, is a spiral. As I breathe in this moment, do I spiral upwards to the left or spiral upwards to the right? And let me allow that. Soften and get out of the way. So my breath be full, be easy, be clear, open and strong. From the Zohar, the most important of the Kabbalistic texts, we have the story of King Solomon being taught by his father, King David, to breathe in such a way that the veil of the flesh was lifted and he could see the spirit within. There is no specific recounting of what this breathing practice was, but my sense is it was fluid tide breath, that 7 second in breath, that luxurious out breath, and that total letting go of the physical body in still point at end of out breath. In the mythology and cosmology of the Native American tribes, the breath is given great importance. Amongst the Creek, the creator god is Hesekum Tomesi, and then there are four lesser gods: the sun, the moon, the earth, and the breath. And the greatest of these four is the breath. They knew something. Breathe. It's the greatest God we have right here with us now. Breathe. Breathe to expansion. Breathe to mountain. Lao Tzu, 2,500 years ago, ancient China. Do you have the patience to wait till your mud settles and your water becomes clear? Can you remain unmoving until the right action arises by itself? And the meditation teacher, Sylvia Boorstein, the year 2002, she asks, what is the point of our practice? To have a clear head and an open heart. There is work to be done, and this is how we do it. The point is not to meditate. The point is to see clearly. All our meditation practices are designed simply to bring us to that point, where we can see clearly. Shunryu Suzuki, commenting on a gift of Buddha nature. It is possible to see what another person needs and give it to them. I open, I breathe, I sit here. And I turn this gift of my Buddha nature, this asculta, this teaching Solomon learned from his father, David, I turn this breath, this stillness, this focus to my own heart. The two foundations of meditation from the Eastern perspective are samatha and vipassana. Samatha refers to a heightened awareness of my spinal posture, the space I create for my spinal cord, a particular focus on my atlanto-occipital joint and bringing length to the back of my neck. Samatha refers to doing my best to allow my characterological armor to soften and dissolve. So this face I put on to please the world or look strong, I let go. I let my jaw go. I let my shoulders soften till I don't have any. Ah. I bring my awareness to the whole realm of my belly and soften there too. And I find that space about 2.5 centimeters above my symphysis pubis, perhaps 1 inch above pubic bone. And I find that trick of letting go there. When I'm finally able to go sit upon the toilet, I relax that place just prior to urination. It's possible to separate the two and simply relax that space without urinating. It's as if a magic switch that allows the body to move into fluid tide or long tide states. Meditative consciousness, fluid tide. Transcendent consciousness, long tide. Samatha. A soft, respectful uprightness that is not a military uprightness to my spine. 4,000 years ago in the Chinese Book of Changes, the I Ching, the wonderful one-liner, making his sacrum stiff, dangerous, suffocates the heart. I hold my samatha in a sensual, self-respectful way, not a stiff way. And an aspect of samatha is finding my mountain energy. Zen Master Tozan. All day long, the white cloud sits above the blue mountain. The white cloud is the son of the blue mountain. The blue mountain is the father of the white cloud. All day long, the white cloud sits above the blue mountain. The white cloud depends upon the blue mountain. The white cloud is not in dependency upon the blue mountain. My body like a blue mountain. My breath the white cloud. Spirit, consciousness, seeing clearly myself and others. Li Po, the year 762, ancient China. The birds have vanished into the sky, and now the last cloud drains away. We sit together, the mountain and me, until only the mountain remains. Gautam Buddha, 2,500 years ago. The master is like a mountain. Neither praise nor blame moves him. The present day Zen master, Hakun Yasutani Roshi, sitting in solitude like a mountain, this alone is required. And the saying of the Akha Pygmies, Central African Republic, we may be small, but we are a mountain. Find your mountain, and yet be soft with him or her. Find your breath like that white cloud hovering all day long over the blue mountain. The full depth of your breath depends, like the white cloud does upon the mountain, on the mountain's presence. But we are not in dependency. We do not have to be still like a mountain to be in this consciousness. We can learn to do it almost anywhere. But it oh so much helps to have this daily practice, this sitting here, this return to myself. Samatha, posture, softening, letting go of my street armor. Vipassana, heightened awareness of my breath, of my thought, and of my feeling. For breath, we'll find our 7-second in-breath, our relaxation, out-breath, our mountain, still point. For thought, just notice any thought that is not of this moment. I let it go. The delightful expression in India that when a thought comes in, welcome it, but don't ask it to stay for tea. And don't label that this be good or this be bad. And feeling. What feelings are in my heart? What feelings wash across my field of awareness? What feeling is in my belly or my neck? And my work. There is work to be done. My work just to feel the feeling. I feel sad. So I feel sad. I don't move to fix it or fade it or change it. I don't strategize how not to feel sad. I just feel sad. Or joyful or blissful. Or lost or lonely or confused. I'll just feel how I feel. That's my work.